The American Civil Liberties Union is suing the city of Milwaukee over the police department's stop and frisk policy. The ACLU says that for years, the MPD has been stopping and frisking Black and Hispanic men without reasonable suspicion that they were involved in criminal activity. WUWM's Latoya Dennis has more.
Charles Collins says that every time he leaves his house, he's apprehensive about the possibility of police stopping him.
You know, as a Black man living in Milwaukee, when I walk out of my house, you know, there's an edge there. It's like you're driving down the street and you're kind of programmed to look over your shoulder at all times. That's a very uneasy feeling.
Collins is 67 years old and has lived in Milwaukee since the 1960s. He says earlier in life, police stopped him a number of times, yet did not cite him for doing anything wrong. But it was an encounter with an officer just a few years ago, in 2014, that finally made him say enough.
I had taken my grandbaby home. You know, we were babysitting. We took her home, and then we were leaving, coming back, going to our house, my wife and I. We were going down 27th Street. We turned onto Atkinson, and out of nowhere, there's a police cruiser behind us.
Collins says he was pulled over even though he didn't understand why he was being stopped. And he says the officer never gave him a reason, but just looked over his license, handed it back, and sent the couple on its way.
I didn't feel well about it. It didn't feel good.
What we're seeing in Milwaukee is that for years, the department has stopped innocent people in circumstances when they're going about their daily lives, walking home from school, driving to a relative's home, doing normal things that don't give rise to reasonable suspicion.
That's Nusrit Chowdhury, a senior staff attorney with the National ACLU.
And the result is a dragnet. A dragnet that ensnares people in encounters that are motivated by race and ethnicity. And that's racial profiling, not evidence-based policing.
So Chowdhury says the ACLU has filed a class action lawsuit against the city of Milwaukee. And right now, there are six plaintiffs. The stops span from October 2010 through fall of 2016. She says the ACLU has seen the data from thousands of stops police made that don't provide adequate reasons. Stan Stojkovich says police across the country heavily use stop and frisk policies. Stojkovich is a criminal justice professor at UW-Milwaukee. He says the 1968 federal court decision in Terry versus Ohio gave officers the discretion to stop people if police reasonably believe the individuals pose a threat to the community.
They have given police broad discretionary authority in communities that are violent, for example, high crime rates. And they've said to police, you know, because of that, that's enough to believe, reasonable person to believe, and for you to believe, frisking people, patting people down is appropriate. But you can see how critics argue that this may be an abuse of police authority.
Stojkovich says when there's no real basis to suspect someone of being dangerous, then stopping and patting them down becomes harassment. And he says in Milwaukee, you can't forget the recent past.
You got to remember that Milwaukee had a horrific outcome a few years ago where an officer in particular was conducting strip searches on the street.
Stojkovich says that while police use stop and frisk around the country, the verdict is still out on whether it has made streets safer. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett's office says the city does not comment on pending legislation. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.